And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we
You sound so underwhelmed.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Hello, everybody.
The beautiful siren song from Patrick.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
It's classic gold. Classic. As we start off the podcast, sponsored by Match.com. And if you want to find somebody that could be great for you in your life, well, it just got super mega easy. All you have to do is download the Match.com mobile app. And you can get your matches sent directly to your phone, and it's the best thing ever. Plus, if you're one of our listeners or podcast watchers or however you're getting this information, you can get 7 days free by going to match.com/Bubba. Match.com/BUBBA.
Why is it Bubba, not Patrick?
I don't know.
Like, why would we do that?
Because they're trying to tie in Big D and Bubba. Okay. And they're trying to go with our names.
Well, I get it, but I think people who listen know that he's the one who needs it.
Boy, he does.
He does need it.
I do want to check something real quick. Let me make sure that it is on. I had the sound messed up last time for the live viewers, people watching on Facebook. So I just want to check this out.
I had the sound.
Okay, good. It's all working.
It's all good.
So again, go to match.com/Bubba. Check it out today. There's Patrick over there. Hi, Patrick. He's going to leave us today.
Yeah.
Is Carson going with you?
No.
Okay, cool.
Hey, can you catch the, when you look into his studio, can you see, hey, Carson, come over here. Just 2 seconds. Stand where I am and look at him. Do you see the snot dots on his window from him sneezing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the grossest thing you've ever seen?
Like the Milky Way.
It's nasty.
We can't. I zoomed in.
I can't see it. I told him about it a week ago. I go, hey, I was really cool. I said, hey, man, I think you got some your DNA on the wall here.
Hey, if I haven't told you today, I hate you.
Snot dots is a great word. That is hashtag snot dots. Go for it. Everybody, feel free to just let that one out there.
Maybe snot dots can trend. Hashtag snot dots.
I'm making the t-shirt, just letting you guys know. So I do want to say, before we go into this, since Patrick is going to be leaving and going off, we have, of course, Big D, we have Carson, we have me, Bubba, and then Ben is here. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Ben is a dude that I play, first of all, he's one of our 17 listeners, but I play Trivia Crack with Ben. And we just were talking. He's like, hey, I'm thinking about coming by the studio. And I was like, come on, come during the podcast. He didn't realize I meant come during the podcast.
Do the podcast.
Be on
the
podcast.
Yep. Well, here he is. Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you both.
His wife's over there and the baby. Hey, everybody. They're in the other room. I don't think you can see him because it's pretty dark in there.
Hi.
So what are you doing? You just get like a week off or?
Yeah, we're actually visiting family down here in Kentucky. It's about 2 hours from here, so we decided to swing down.
Pull that microphone a little closer to you, if you want. So it's your mom's side, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you grow up in Kentucky at all?
Well, actually, I was born in Ohio, and then we moved to Northern Maine when I was about six, and we've been there since.
Yeah, you live in where?
It's called Woodland. It's just outside of Caribou, which you've probably never heard of either.
I know where Caribou is.
Yeah, McCoffee, Caribou Coffee. I've heard of that. Yeah. You guys never heard of Caribou Coffee?
Yeah.
The chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ben hasn't. He lived near it. I don't know if it's named after it or not.
I think it's a different caribou.
Yeah, I think. Pretty sure. Do you see caribou much?
What's that?
Do you see caribou?
I've never seen one in my life.
Do you know what a caribou is?
Yeah. There's none up there anymore, though.
Do you get moose, though?
We get lots of moose.
Because I used to, in New England, there would always be bumper stickers that would say, break for moose. It could save your life. And a friend of mine was going to Maine. I'm like, you've got to get me that bumper sticker. And they went to every store trying to get it. And it was they actually handed those out for free.
Yeah.
Because it was a public service announcement to break for moose.
Well, did you know, like, you're going to start seeing, I don't know if it's already begun, because it's not something, I'm a car nerd, and there's such a problem with moose in Europe that cars now that come out of Europe have to have certain standards. Like, you know, the slope nose and the wedge look that everybody had, that's, you now have to have almost a vertical grill. That way, if you hit a moose or something like that, it'll bounce off of you. What?
Well, that's all the like.
That's that stupid little notification that comes up all the time.
Okay, so it's good.
Yeah, so you're
so
gonna
will
start
the moose
seeing,
just slide up over the car?
Well, it's supposed to basically take their legs out instead of them hitting your
that's
windshield.
Terrible.
Well,
that's
it's the best. It's
they're
to save.
Adorable.
It's to save people's lives.
Moose are dumb.
They are my favorite animals. I love moose. I love moose. I have stuffed moose. I own things with moose. They are my
we
favorite
didn't know
animal.
This.
Mm-hmm. I love moose. That's so, why I wanted the bumper sticker.
I thought you loved the monkeys.
Deaf leopards too.
Yes.
Or just in time for St. Patrick's Day, deaf leprechauns.
Oh boy!
Wow.
This is going south.
Joke.
No, that was actually a real band. Deaf Leprechaun was a band that I used to go see at this Irish pub, and they were rocking, man.
I hope that was free.
Whiskey in the jar. Yeah, man.
I think you zoomed in on your camera too much.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, it's like I'm looking at your nose or something. That's really close. Cool. You know, nowadays with like we can't do a just regular podcast, Ben. Now we have to do, it's got to be on video. It's got to be live, Facebooked.
It's got to be everywhere.
And you know, and here's the thing. Okay. Bubba, if it was up to me, Patrick, Carson, maybe Carson wants to do this. I would just do a regular podcast.
Yes, I would prefer that we did a regular podcast.
Because what happens, two times now, I've already made mention to the video.
Oh, and you're not nearly do as I bad make, about it as him.
Do I make mention
always,
of it?
No, I'll
send a shout out to somebody, but I don't.
Yes. You just said, over there is, look, I can zoom in and see if I can get Patrick.
That's three times you've actually done it. Now
speaking,
this is four. You made me try to zoom in on the snot dots and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, speaking as the chick, it's also a lot of pressure to be on camera when my hair is in a literal nest on top of my head and I didn't put makeup on this morning.
Wow, look at you. I think this is the first time I've actually looked at your face.
I'm sorry. Today is not the day to do that.
Look at all that.
Look, okay. It's happening.
Wow.
I didn't even brush my eyebrows.
I meant to tell you yesterday you got kind of, dolled up, but you.
Yeah, I glammed for sure.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to tell you that your makeup looked good. I thought that kind of sounded fruity, so I didn't say
that. No, that was nice of you to say. No, that's not fruity. That's a nice thing for a gentleman to notice.
Yeah, no, it looked, looked really good.
Some days you get that, some days you get this.
You know what's weird, though? Like what just happened right now, him giving you a compliment. In many offices, in most offices, you can't do that anymore because that's harassment. Just telling somebody, man, you look great today, is harassment. That's dumb.
It is dumb. There's a lot of things that are dumb.
If somebody looks good, you know what? It's good for people's egos to feel good and to be able to. If somebody's good looks good and you go, man, you look great today. And I'm not talking about in a flirtatious way, but if they look good enough for you to notice, then they put in the extra effort. Mm-hmm. You should be able to go, hey, you know what? You look great. Patrick, you look great today.
Dang,
you
right
have a different color shirt on than normal.
No.
You look
I'm
good.
Wearing a gray shirt.
But it's a dark gray.
Oh. I had, even when we left. What?
What?
This is a wonderful
are you
conversation.
Saying?
Until we left just over 3 years ago, the corporation we used to work for,
God, was it?
For 15 years. I was there 16 years. For 15 of those years, I had a note in my personnel file for a sexual harassment complaint.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
Against Bubba?
Nope. Carson, come over here. I'm going to show you what I did because I know you won't care. This is exactly what happened.
You think there was,
no,
she
no.
won't
tell,
care.
Tell her I know no. you want it. Tell her. Say
there
that.
I've never told this story on the air on the podcast. There was an intern
who knew
at the promotions department.
Of course.
We were located at a different facility.
And yeah, please don't get us there. Into a lawsuit.
She's standing there, and there was a bunch of us standing around the lobby. We weren't alone or anything. There were people, four or five other people there. And she was talking about how she had gotten her hair low-lighted instead of highlighted because her hair was so blonde that she would go and have dark colors added to her hair, and I went, really? I didn't know that was a thing. She goes, oh, yeah, I have it done once a month. And I, well, your hair's up, but I literally.
Oh, take your hair down,
baby.
Oh,
yeah. I literally did this. Yeah. It's really nice.
Like
I've
you
never
just
seen
grabbed
that.
Her
I
hair.
I didn't like pet her hair. I literally like
he
grabbed
picked
her
up her hair
hair
a little
and
bit
looked
and looked
at it.
At it
like that. I got pulled into Bob Murphy's office, our old boss, the next day. He was beside himself at how stupid he pulled me in. He closed the door and he goes, I'm going to try not to laugh because this is very serious. This is not a joke. He goes, I need you to know that there's been a sexual harassment complaint filed against you.
Because apparently, you said your hair looks great.
One of the interns says you touched her hair.
Wow.
Wow.
Real thing. 100%
see, here's
real.
Here's the issue. Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah, we get it. It's laughing. That's on his. That's on his record.
That's on his file.
And so now you can
no,
go.
No, I don't work there anymore. So
well, no,
but I can see.
Yeah.
I ever try to become a Supreme Court justice, that will come out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you worked for Clear Channel Communications in 2001, you had a sexual harassment case charge filed against
and
you.
And of course, nobody will go into what it was because it doesn't.
Nope.
And it doesn't have any of that. It'll just say sexual harassment.
Right.
Wow.
And I have witnesses. You know, there were other people there because before they talked to me, they talked to two of the other employees who were there, and they both went, "What? Women?
Corporate culture is out of control right now. I mean, in general, it's just insane. Like, you can't say anything to anybody anymore.
Yeah.
And then, like, you come here, and it's like we don't care. We're like, look, it's a club. We hang out. And I mean, Carson offends me so much.
I am the worst.
You actually do say the worst stuff.
Bad, actually. I like how you're being sarcastic, but you know you're pretty awful.
And, you know, you couldn't get away with that in a normal situation.
No,
but it's great. It's just like you come here and we're just hanging out. And
Carson
it's awesome.
Carson and I were at a Christmas party.
Do you mean a holiday party? Holiday gathering? It's not even
Christmas
a party.
It was a winter party.
It was a winter party.
It was a legit
Christmas party. It's like festive. There's lights. There's, it's like everyone's
peanuts?
Dressed up.
They
all
had peanuts?
They had peanuts. Woo! Everyone's dressed up for the holiday cheer. And this woman was talking to us, and she is awful. I know her. Carson had never met her before. She's just a terrible human being. And she walked away, and Carson looked at me and said, well, she's a brr, and she said that word that we're never allowed to say.
Carson.
That word that we're never allowed
Jeez,
to say.
Wow.
And like, even I was like, damn, Carson, dang, I can't believe you just said that.
She was horrible, and she
horrible.
Might have been, she was saying unkind things about Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
She's lucky I didn't kill her.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you trash talk Garth Brooks long enough, Carson will punch you.
So, speaking of, I do want to say this. Carson got hit on.
Oh,
I think you got hit on.
Every time
we tell this story to different people, like in the
it's
building.
It's the same result. Ben, listen to the story, you decide if this is Garth Brooks hitting on Carson.
Carson is at a party.
Happily married.
Oh, I get that.
Your time's over. Hang
that's
on.
That's what Sandy said, too. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Holy
I'm
hiding.
Bubba. Oh,
my God. That just, you can't take that back.
Yeah,
Bubba.
That sounds there now.
It was a joke. See, that's another problem. People can't take a joke anymore.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I could take a joke, but dang.
I don't know.
You don't joke about Garth Brooks.
Okay, can I tell a story?
Okay, you go ahead and talk.
Okay.
Patrick's going to tell the Carson
story. Because I was there. I saw the whole thing go down, okay? Carson is waiting for her car. Garth and Trisha are literally standing behind her in the valet. Now, what you have to know is that the whole time this is happening, Carson is standing there freaking out, trying not to act like she's not freaking out.
Yeah.
With that whole.
Like, my back is to them and I am not moving.
Oh, my God.
Because what happens if I turn around and it's entirely about, I will just say something stupid. And Garth will go, I hate you.
Yeah.
And then my life is over.
Yeah.
So better to remain silent, and maybe he just thinks I'm done. Then so to open my mouth and
Carson is there with another friend of ours. They are both blonde. They are both, give me a word?
Voluptuous.
Yes, that's a good word.
Thank you.
And, you know, Garth is standing there with Trisha and Carson and our other friend. And he literally kind of just half chuckles and goes, well, you know, ladies, I got room for two more in the truck.
All right.
She didn't. Nothing. And I just, nothing.
Yeah. Like, I think I snarf through my nose. everything that would have bubbled up to the surface came out through my nostrils.
You throw any snot dots out?
I like snarf.
Snarf.
I mean, I don't know what noise came out of me. It was kind of a laugh, but I don't know. It was awful.
I'm disappointed she didn't, like, just go over and jump in his car.
All right, so let's go to Ben. Ben, how would you take that?
Well, I don't want to put her on blast because we haven't met yet, but I saw the video when you knew you were going to go meet him.
Yeah.
So, at least you didn't do that.
Yeah, Garth saw that, too.
Did he collapse on the floor? Make that noise that dead bodies make, their last noise dead bodies make.
I think there could be something there.
Yeah, sure.
There's something there that wasn't there before.
And to Trish's credit, she started talking to my friend because I guess they know each other. And then she looked at me and she was like, hi. Like, she doesn't know who I am, and that's fine. But she gave me a hug, and I'm like, oh, you're so sweet. And
she didn't recognize you from all that because, like, right after, if you guys saw the video of Carson freaking out over Garth, right after she got to hang out with Garth in Dallas, Trisha came into our studio. Remember that?
And oh, I do. And then
she looked you up and
she
down.
She knew who you were.
She's on the radar.
She knew who you were.
Definitely on the radar. Carson acts... tries to do that humble thing like she doesn't know who I am. Oh, she know who you are. Yeah.
She knows where
Let
you
me
live
tell you right now.
Who do you think ran into your house in that car a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
That was arranged
by her. She wants you to know you're on notice.
That was your horse head.
Yeah. I did, like,
stay away from her man.
Yeah. I get so hyper-paranoid. Like, I saw...
How many cars have hit your house?
Three.
Three cars have hit her house
in
the last year.
And you don't think Trish is sending you on notice? Seriously.
She's like, I'm sure Trisha has very little to worry about.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. You're not worried about it now until Trisha's new album comes out and there's a single on it called Three Cars in Your House.
It is my biggest fear in life that anytime I see anyone that's associated with him, like someone on his team, I'm trying to figure out if they're looking at me weird. Like, oh, there's that girl that we're probably supposed to be nice to, but she's so weird. And this is what goes on in my head. And guess what? They don't care. No. I'm not on their radar, but I am so paranoid that, like, for something like that, because I so love Garth and his music, that God forbid I did something. He just hated me. And I'd be like, but I still have to listen to your music, but I know you hate me. And it, like, this is the insanity that is my brain. I'm like, oh, they don't like me. They think I'm weird. I'm like, they're not even looking at you. I one of them was walking by me the other day, and I went to go say hello, and I'm like, oh, she was rude to me. Well, no, she had 40 people around her. But it's just the, like, oh I'm going to do something wrong.
Going back to Carson getting mad because this other lady was talking
bad Garthen.
About... Yeah, Garthen. This other lady was talking bad about Garth.
That's your new name.
So we were at lunch on Wednesday. It's a different lady that we know sitting at the table. This is just someone we barely know.
Yeah.
Sitting at the table, and I'm between her and Carson, and she starts... crap talking Garth, okay? And I mean, I could feel that, you know how the air kind of thickens. I'm like, oh no, this is not good. So Carson is gonna, I hear Carson's kind of like clench up and like rattle. She's eating, and all of a sudden she's scraping the plate harder with her knife. I'm like, oh crap. And this lady did not stop. This went on for a solid 3 or 4 minutes. She just keeps going. She is saying all this mean stuff about Garth Brooks, who, for the record, almost everybody likes. Okay. I was like, you know what? I think we have to go. I think we have that other thing that we have to go to now.
Yeah,
so,
Patrick pulled us out of there because you could see.
I was so worried Carson was going to stab her with her butter knife.
Every vertebrae in my back started stacking on top of each other, and I'm just getting more and more upright, like ready.
I just saw you get taller just now.
I did. That was
crazy.
Like, went to go dive into her.
Oh, so bad.
Like, what are you? And then I'm like, try to be cool. And I'm like, but I can't be cool. That's like the only time I can't be cool.
I'm glad the rest of us love Garth because
it would be
a very difficult place to work if we didn't love and respect him, because Carson would be all up in our faces.
All right, I hate to change the subject, but I want to ask Ben. We're gonna give you a couple of.
Oh, Teresa, by the way, said hello. She said hi, Ben.
Oh,
family,
probably. Is it Rosser?
Yeah,
that's my aunt.
So we're gonna give you. I know that you're one of the 17. We're gonna give you a couple of scenarios, and you have to tell us who on the show does it match up to.
All right.
Okay. So, like an example. I'll give you the first one. Who on the show is more likely to have seen who on the show is more likely to know any news that has to do with Doctor Who?
That's Bubba, 100%.
Of course.
Bing, 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 bing.
Of course it's Bubba.
Actually, you know what? Let me go ahead and get the little damp things on there, because if you're going to do this. We got to do it right.
Well, that was a softball question.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Okay.
Now, you have to understand, Ben is real smart because he and I, like I said, he's my trivia crack buddy.
Uh-huh.
All right. He's good.
Who on the show is more likely to have already planted bulbs in the ground in preparation for spring temperatures and flowers?
That's you.
That is embarrassingly right. Who on this show, help me out, Patrick, who on this show has been to more than five Def Leppard concerts?
I'm going with Carson.
Yes.
That is right, Carson.
Who on the show has been to more than five Taylor Swift concerts?
I'm going with you. Cross-elimination.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He is dangerous.
He didn't even know that one, but he's got us a good
well,
enough
no,
that
he just figured it out because we had a Bubba question,
went
a Big D question, a Carson question. He was smart.
Okay, well, see, now it gets difficult.
All right, bring it.
Now they're going to get mixed up. Who on the show has the most shoes in their closet?
Carson.
No. Not even close.
Do I get a second guess?
Sure,
second guess,
go ahead.
Bubba.
Oh, it's
that's
definitely.
Right.
Yep.
Yes, Bubba.
See, he
owns.
Went with gender stereotypes.
Yeah,
no,
you can't do that here.
Yeah.
Did I offend anybody on that?
No.
Who cares if you did?
No. Just saying, that was your mistake.
Oh, God, I think of a good one.
You know, you could have wrote these down in preparation.
Well, we weren't.
Yeah, I was just doing off the top of the head. Who's the last one between Carson and Patrick? Who's the last one to have a legit date between the two of them? Not them dating, but
to have gone out on a date with someone else.
Who's the last one who had a date? I don't even know the answer to this one, actually.
I'm going to go with Carson.
That is false.
I think it's me.
Oh, it's Patrick.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Thank you for your faith in me, though.
Have you heard from Allie Abby lately?
I have not at all. Not since Valentine's Day. She ghosted me. Thanks for bringing that up. Really nice. That's good.
Have
good
you time. Sent her another text?
Nope.
Maybe she...
I did that once. I'm not doing that twice.
No, you didn't. I was going to say maybe she cut herself on the thorns, but you didn't give her roses?
Nope.
Maybe
she choked on the cookies.
Yes.
I sent cookies. She choked on them.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought... I mean, have you... Because the last time you're like, she ghosted me, and then you sent another text of like... That had nothing to do with her. You already asking her out on a date like you did before, and then she's like, "Oh my gosh, I thought I hit send and I didn't." Yeah, I'd love to go out. Let's go out on blah 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 on Saturday. Do you
Look
think
at
that's
Carson,
a,
no?
Do you think that's the case here?
No, because
you don't do that twice.
Well, and also she
not that close.
But she said that she does that.
I get that, but the point is that, like, he sent these cookies. He made his intent very well understood. And if she had sent back a text saying, yes, I'd love to go out with you, and then realized she didn't send it, I mean, I'm a girl. I would check that text like,
She'd have sent me some kind of text by now. She'd have done something.
No.
If she sent the text and I just didn't get it because my cell phone hates me, she would have done something by now to get my attention. She would not have,
No, don't do it again.
There'd be a blimp flying around.
I'm not going to. Because here's how modern relationships work. When they end, you stop replying to people's text messages. That's how you break up with them. If the person who you stop replying to keeps texting you, they're a weirdo. Like, he keeps texting me. Doesn't he get it? I don't want to go out with him. Hmm. No, because you never said that. But, you know, that's just me because I hate it. I hate it.
That little burst of anger scared me.
I know.
It's meant to scare you.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I was going to go to this luncheon that started.
But it's way more fun to go
ago.
Past the
so
graveyard
Ben,
of your
Ben, what would you like to talk about? I know you weren't exactly planning on coming in here to talk. I thought something interesting has been, Big D, you guys have never been drunk. We have two people in this room. Two out of the five of us in this room have never been drunk.
We can fix that. I got whiskey in the office.
Yes, you do.
Have you ever had whiskey?
I have not had a drop of alcohol in my life.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
One of those wild millennials.
If you want, you can just rub up on Patrick and you'll get some osmosis.
If you just smell him, your nose hairs will burn off.
How much did you drink last night?
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
What?
It wasn't that bad.
Oh no, it was.
No, seriously. How many drinks did I have last night? Three? Maybe.
I was sitting next to you on a couch, and you made a comment, and I was inching away from you.
What did he say? Whisper in my ear.
It wasn't anything bad. It was just we were in a room full of people, and there were a couple of folks that were performing, and they were kind of joking and laughing with everyone, and like Patrick just started to crack a joke, and not that it wasn't funny, but it went on a little bit long, and he was really loud, and I'm like, oh no.
He's always really loud.
Yeah.
Is it about Charles's butt?
Yeah, it was.
I don't care. That was great. I was trying to break up the tension of the actual drunk woman. Yeah. There was a woman in this room who was...
So you were pretending to be drunk?
No, I had a few, but no, this woman was fall down, can barely contain myself, stupid drunk, and she wouldn't shut up. She kept talking. Like, this is not about you. It's about the people performing. And she wouldn't stop. So I was like, I got to take the thing off of her and put it back. So I made a joke. And that was my attempt to get it back over
there.
To
defuse it.
No one else, everyone was scared of the drunk lady. Like, you ever been in that situation? Like, there's one person being a total freak and no one wants to do anything about it. Everyone's just like, oh, God, what do we do?
It's socially weird.
Drunk enough to be like, listen, that's the point. I don't care about you. Yeah, I'm like, I'm done with you. I need you to stop talking, it's going to be me that gets up and takes you out of here.
The problem is because I'm sitting adjacent to him.
Yeah, she feels like
I'm like, oh no.
I'll say it. We were like,
you just kind of shrink a little bit.
I'm like hiding into like the other arm of the couch.
Yeah,
Patrick is kind of scary when he starts drinking because you know he was a sexual harasser. I don't know if you knew that.
It's documented.
Yeah, it's in his file.
It's on my file.
It was required that he disclose that before hiring anyone.
Yes. Yes, it was.
As long as you don't have to tell people that you're moving to the neighborhood, I think we're safe.
Is this on a website with your name on it?
No, there's no website with my name on it.
Isn't there an app where like a little button pops up and starts blinking that you're next to me?
Yeah, it's got my picture. Yeah, no, none of that.
Like
I want that on a popsicle stick. Patrick's face in big waves.
Hey. Hi, everybody. It's like in the Big Lebowski when the guy starts going door to door. You know, and he's introducing himself. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm serious. He's got a record. He's doing years at Gino.
Natalie on Facebook. Yes, I'm bringing it up now. Natalie watching on Facebook says, is there a reason why Big D and Ben have never been drunk? Just curious.
A lot of people actually. Whitney really said thing into it. I mean, I have had drinks before.
I have forced Big D to have a drink, and he's like, "Yeah, I want something strong tonight." Really? Yeah, and he'll have three sips of an amaretto sour.
We found out we won the CMA award a year and a half ago, and he was all about, "Oh man, we're gonna do a shot. We're gonna do him." He started
a celebratory shot.
We're gonna do a shot. You got some whiskey? Get that whiskey out here.
It's like my day with the cigars.
I poured a shot for Bubba and a shot for me. Big D poured himself like a quarter shot. Okay. Like that, this much, it's a tiny little cap full of liquor, and then he sipped it. He just kind of went, let it touch his lips.
It was in there, but a mosquito flew in and sucked it all up and flew away.
That's
what it was. I didn't have a chance to. I don't know. How come you don't?
I've never really felt the need to. And I have an addictive personality by nature, and I just never really wanted to.
What are you addicted to something else?
No. I just like, when I like something, I go all in, and I just never trusted myself.
I wish I was addicted to the gym.
Me too.
Yeah, why is that the one thing I can't get addicted to?
I don't know.
I mean, really, it's anything else. I'm kind of the same way. I go in to everything.
My friends who are really into it say that all the time. They're like, oh, once you start, you'll totally get addicted to it.
What, the gym?
Lies. Yes.
Lies!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still have to drag myself in every day. Yeah. It's no fun.
It does. There's something about it. There is. I mean, especially when we see results, you know.
The gym can be fun. It can be just as much fun as a bar.
No.
No, because I've never stayed at a gym so long they threw me out. not happening.
Are you guys doing any of the CRS stuff now? There's a country radio seminar going on where a bunch of radio people from around the country.
Basically, if you know anybody in radio and you follow them on their Instagram, you're seeing them hanging out with everybody, Paisley and
Bring this up, and this is no slight against Chris. I guess I just never think of him in this way. But yesterday, I think it was on stage with Urban was Vince Gill and Chris Stapleton.
Oh my goodness. Uh-huh. I have the whole thing on video, by the way.
I do too.
It was amazing. I should have live Facebook lived it, but I always am worried to do that because Bubba's the gatekeeper of the Big D and Bubba Facebook.
Just text me and go, dude, are you doing anything on Facebook right now?
It would take too long to wait to get. No, if I was going to do it, I needed to jump on it, and I missed the chance. I should have. Next time that happens, if I'm sitting there and I'm like, is there about to be a guitar off?
You also may, if you're on the Facebook Lives right now, you may still be able to catch it on Patrick's and mine's Snapchats.
But is Chris really known as a guitarist?
Yeah, he was a session guitar player before he ever had it. Yeah,
I didn't know
he
that.
Is very,
either.
Very good. But he has his own very distinct style, and it's totally different than Keith.
It smells?
And it's totally different than Vince. These are three very, very different guys, and they stood there for 5.5 minutes just taking turns. Playing guitar solos, it was pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a lot of radio people posting that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of a neat, four days or whatever it is.
Skipped out last night and I went and saw John Wick 2.
Hey, how was that?
Oh.
Is it better than the first one?
No. Have you ever seen John Wick?
I haven't, actually.
Okay,
no.
It is an adrenaline, bloody, gory gun opera. I mean, it's like the most violent thing ever, but... You understand, because his wife died of cancer, and then the mobster guys came in, killed his dog, and then they stole his beautiful old Mustang. So, yeah, he went on revenge. He's a former assassin for, like, mafia or whoever hires him, governments, whomever gives him the job. Anyway, John Wick 2, my problem with the movie, there's two things, and here's it. Because number one was perfect. I wouldn't change anything about number one. Number two, the guy that plays the uncle or the brother of the mobster guy that he killed in the first one is a terrible actor. So for the first 10 minutes, you're completely taken out of the movie by this unbelievable dork who doesn't belong in... And I don't know if this guy's been in anything else because I really don't know, and I mean no... disrespect to him personally, but he did not fit in the movie at all. He was just not believable. And it took me out. So by the time I was back in through the action sequence, I was like, okay, cool, I'm good. And then they had a point in the middle where they're showing you like how the assassin world works, the underground. I think that just went on too long. I think that anytime a movie feels too long, then you know it's not interesting. Yeah. And that's where they lost me.
Real quick, I want to come back to it real quick. I saw there's somebody wants to know what your Snapchat is.
Oh, it's Carson on Air, Carsen.
That's pretty much all of your stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Everything is Carson on Air.
Twitter, yeah. Facebook, all that.
My Snapchat, Instagram.
Carsen.
Yes.
My Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat's all Radio Patrick. Just all one word.
Nobody asked about yourself.
I don't know what mine is, guys?
Hey, guys, you know what mine is?
What's yours, Big D?
Hey, guys, you know what mine is?
I'm not even pretending that's not what yours? I just did, because that is mine what I just did.
I know what you just did.
I don't care.
You know what? They shot John Wick. I think you'll like it, Ben, because they shoot it. You know, there's a big style change when they did the Jason Bourne movie. Jason Bourne franchise.
I've never seen any of them.
They're pretty good.
I can't stand.
You don't like him.
I don't like him because his whole anti-gun stance. You know,
and here he is in a movie about guns.
Matt Damon. Yeah, I see him, and his whole guns are bad. We need to outlaw guns.
But go watch my movie about guns.
Go watch my movies where I shoot people.
The way they shot that though, Ben, is it's very. Very quick shots, very fast moving. You know, some of these, like, you almost get sick watching them because they're so there's so much motion. John Wick, the first one, was shot. I forget who did it, but they did it differently in that you'll kind of notice it. They kind of put a camera in there, and it kind of follows the action, and it lets the action play out fully without switching cameras all the time.
Here's what it is. It's very interesting when the person pulling the trigger is in the same frame as the person receiving the bullet.
Yeah.
And it's beautifully done.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's rare that you see that. And when it happens, you're like, wow, that's art.
Did he get a new car?
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Is that a thing?
The Mustang, it all starts out with the Mustang.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why he's going after the car. And when you see that, you go, oh, okay, that's cool.
He's got a beautiful, I don't know what
it's not an Eleanor. I think it's like a 70, maybe a 71 Mustang, somewhere up in there.
But he's got the Eleanor. It's a fastback, but yeah. I thought it had the Eleanor lights and stuff in the front of it. But it's very similar to the Fast and Furious Mustang. I don't know how much you're into cars. Just put your finger up if you're not.
Somewhat, yeah.
Give me a sign. I'll shut up.
I work for an insurance company, so I do a lot of accidents, so I have to know a little bit about cars at least.
Okay, you know nothing about cars then. I work for an insurance company, so I know stuff about cars.
I stated
What's the most common car wreck that you see?
It'd be a fender bender. Somebody
it's people on
somebody.
The phone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time.
All the time.
People crashing into Carson's house.
So I had a lady. I was going to bring this up on the air this week. I had a lady. I'm driving home from after this show one day this week, and a car comes up to my left hand side, pretty fast, and I see it kind of stop. Either side view, I can kind of see it stop. Yeah. I didn't look at them, and then they sped up like they floored it, and then they real harsh turn into my lane. Now they're ahead of me, and then they hit their brakes like hard. And so I slow down, and then they hard and then off again, like quick.
Yeah.
To where their whole car like does that dip, you know, the front end.
Oh, yeah.
And then they keep going, and I'm like, what the heck? And then it dips again, and I was texting somebody something. And
while you're driving.
While I was driving.
Nice.
That's safe. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay, I got you, you guys. Yeah. Just you want me to start drawing, you know, names in the sand like Jesus did? Jeez. So anyway, I know I'm the only one who's had this sin, but I was texting while I was driving. And so I'm like, what the heck is up with this chick? I look up and she takes her phone and she hands, and so I can see it in the rear, through her window, and she starts shaking it at me. Like
she's saying, get off your phone.
I wanted to ram her. I wanted to go and do a pit maneuver and drive her into a tree.
All you have to do is get that little three-quarter bump on the back bumper and it'll spin around.
I was like, okay, I get it. What I was doing is wrong. I got that. But you almost caused a wreck.
Yeah.
I'm way more safer than you trying to tell me I'm not safe.
Yeah, she's going to teach you a lesson?
Me slamming into the back of her car.
Look, I get it. People text and drive. I'm not saying it's right. It drives me insane, too. But when I see it, I do either, like the first half of what she did is, I either try to get away from them by getting in front of them or behind them. And I'm just going to pay attention. I'm not trying to teach anybody a lesson.
Oh, she's...
I'm holding up my phone. And by what were you just doing to your car? The stop... Like, that can't be good, right?
My favorite are the people who... And it's worse than texting. It's the people who FaceTime while driving. Like, I'm behind this lady the other day, and she's got her phone on the steering wheel propped up. So she's holding the steering wheel with, like, her pinky, and then she's holding the phone. She's like... But, I mean, sure, she could kind of see the road.
No,
it was like a heads
up. But
she's
not paying attention.
In an F-14 Tomcat or something.
Or it's the people that are smoking in one hand and texting in the other, or they've got their coffee in one hand, they got the phone. I'm like, what are you using to drive? Like, what's happening here, y'all?
Or when you're in traffic and you see people with books they're reading.
I've been passed by a tractor trailer truck looking at a newspaper.
Yeah. What?
Both hands on it. Yeah, felt safe.
Yeah. Women doing makeup.
Dude, that's when you call that phone number, man.
I'm going to throw somebody under the bus.
I wish everybody had phone numbers.
Little Amber in here. She comes in the other day. She's like, yeah, I was putting on my false eyelashes while I was driving. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, all right, first off, you're using glue in your eye. And this is horrible, but look, man, if you're putting on fake eyelashes while you're driving and you run off the road and
I
die,
do it all the time.
That's on you. But if you take me out or you take out another person, not cool. So I was in the car with her one day and she's got her phone in her lap. And finally, I was like, girl, look, I'm precious cargo. You put that thing away. Like, I'm not having this.
I love my little vent clip. You saw it the other day
because
I took you home from that dinner.
Uh-huh.
I have a little clip that goes into the vent, and you just put your phone on that. You don't have to hold it. It's not sliding around. You don't fumble with it. And if you need to text somebody, you see how I hit the little button, and I just speak it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my text messages, you know, come out all goofy, but, you know, at least I can speak to text and I'm not actually looking at it.
I give you a great example of words not coming out right. You know, you sent me that DM of
the home run.
The home run, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget the guy's name from LSU. He hit it. It was a bomb.
The guy 487 like foot or something like that. It was insane.
It was
a blast.
It was into the parking lot. But I wanted to send it to Gunner. And so I sent it to him, and then I'm texting, whatever. And I said, this is, I just put, nasty, dot, 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 check out this dude's Homer.
Know where this is going?
It's ridiculous. So, it didn't say Homer.
Oh man!
It did not say something with a B. Yeah. And it was already sent. And I put none of it's put Homer. And it's sad.
Oh, that's rough.
Sad, just all by itself. Homer.
It's probably worse for him to get that from his dad than for you to send it.
Well, yeah. How come? Like, why? You can recall an email. Why can't I do a recall on a text message?
I know.
You know, like, when are we going to get that technology? Because that would be extremely helpful. Yeah,
they should have, like, a countdown. It should be like...
There is an app I saw the other day that does that. It recalls photos that you send on text.
And I'm not worried about pictures.
Does it give you, like, a certain, like, number of seconds?
I don't remember. I mean, I saw
because
the
once
app
they see it, it's done. Or,
I saw the app, and I was going to talk about it for the app. I can't even talk. I was going to talk about it during the segment on apps, and then I just kind of forgot where I put the link.
Oh,
we'll talk about it one day.
Hmm. Well, anyway, Ben, I know you've got your lovely bride and your little four-month-old baby in the green room.
I think, aren't we going to go grab lunch, or you guys got to get back in a hurry?
Yeah, I'm
I think he and I are going to go grab lunch.
Oh, good.
Nice. You want to join us?
I do not.
That's where Big D says no. By the way, Big D never does.
I don't.
He doesn't do lunches.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hung enough with him. I hung out with you enough. We're good. Well, it's good to see you, man. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
You guys enjoy.
You want to send a shout out to anybody? I mean, you're here.
Shout out to all my friends in Maine.
There you go.
Okay,
all
right. It's very generic.
Yeah.
I want to say big shout out to all white people and
U.S. citizens.
And then
U.S. U.S. Americans. What up?
Yeah.
Some is.
All right. What is that from?
It was a little bit of the Miss Teen South Carolina and one
candid
caller.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, some is.
Can you leave us with one more gold?
Yeah, let me see what I have.
You have a favorite gold that we do?
Do you know any of the golds?
The water perk tickets always gets me.
Oh, yeah.
Water perk.
What'd she say?
If I fool you, do I get water perk?
I can't remember exactly how she says it.
Oh, well,
if I stump you.
Let me see what I
If I stump you, do I get water perk tickets?
Oh, here we go.
If I stump you, can I get some water perk tickets?
Yeah, that's great.
Classic.
Just random calls.
Do you have a favorite, Carson? Do you have a favorite gold?
My favorite, it's creepy, but you'll hear it at the end of the podcast.
Oh, I don't want to talk
about it. Oh, Big D Stalker?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's at the end of every single one.
No, I don't want to talk about it, but we put it at the end of every podcast. Oh my God!
Yep.
That's gonna make me go into a corner and start
so
rocking.
Creepy.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. Your time is up.
Oh, that's bad.
God, that's so great. You know what I like about it from a technical standpoint?
What?
When you did that, you have whatever the processing that you have on there. Play it again.
All right, here we go.
And five.
This is an old commercial I did in 1994.
For
Jade, the band Jade, their new album was out. And one of the songs was called 5, 4, 3, 2, Your Time Is Up. It's like, why would you
say through?
5, 4, 3, 2, Your Time Is Through. That
would
have been
say
great.
Up?
And 5, 4, 3, 2, Your Time Is Up.
It's the dumbest name for a song. No one. I wonder why 5, 4, 3, 2, Your Time Is Up isn't going very well.
I wonder why I haven't heard of Jade before.
Oh my God, this is still one of my favorite golds. Your husband cannot live with you?
No, because I live between two schools.
Ooh.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, remember we were all like, what do you mean?
Silence says it all on that one.
It did. It took me 5 seconds to be like, is it the school district?
Patrick is your husband?
Only because he's not here to defend himself.
Documented offender.
The one thing he said to me before he left, don't let them make fun of me while I'm gone.
Did he really?
I did.
He's so touchy. He's very fragile.
You're going to jail now.
Going to jail now.
All right. The podcast sponsored by Match.com. Finding your someone, that special someone that just got even easier. When you download the Match.com mobile app,
Hello.
You can get your matches sent directly to your phone. It's the bestest way ever. And you can also get 7 days for free just by going to Match.com/Bubba. So check that out today.
I'm folding the line.
This morning I am sending to Congress a request for
nachos, pizza.
That really happened.
You have another story of this?
After 9/11.
Yeah, tell a story.
After 9/11, we had a news radio station in our building, and George Bush is given the,
We're going to war.
We're going to war.
It's finally, the country, go back. The country, we're angry. Somebody's got to pay.
Everybody's waiting for a little open can of whoop ass.
We're sending around all the Uncle Sam's with his rolling his sleeves up.
Toby Keith's writing songs.
Yes.
Toby Keith is putting a boot. So we're all just pumped. Man, we're ready to go bomb something.
Like, we stopped what we're doing and we started carrying our news talk feed on our show. I mean, we broke away from all the country music. I mean, this is we're going to war. This is the announcement.
Right. Mm-hmm. And dude, this happens once in your career.
Yeah.
That you're going to go to war.
So the guy who's running the news radio station must have hit a wrong button, because as Bush was about to say what was going to happen, he hit a commercial.
This morning I am sending to Congress a request. For
nachos.
Oh, that's bad.
Sending a request for nachos.
I feel bad for laughing, but that's
bad. Sending to Congress a request for
nachos, pizza, wings.
And we're all like, what just happened?
Oh, righty then.
And do you need Congress approval for proof?
Depends on where you're getting the nachos from. Got that wall and stuff, you know. Anyway,
Thank you, Ben.
It's awesome. I just challenge you. Make sure you do the trivia crack thing. I challenged you for the thing because you only got one to go to beat me on this one. It's been a while, you know. Just saying.
I think I'm like 1-6 against you.
And he is about to. You're about to just destroy me. Just letting you know. It's about to be over. I'm about to lose one, Big D.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Enjoy your weekend and party safe if you're doing any Mardi Gras party.
And also, just a shout out to all my Homa peeps. Yeah. Happy Mardi Gras to you. Purple, green, and gold for life. And I do want to say something else, too. If you are watching on the Facebook stream and this is your first time ever listening to or watching the podcast, go ahead and, if you're on a Google phone or a Droid phone, go to the Google Play Store and subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever miss them. iPhones, go to the podcast app. You can find it there, or just look in the App Store and all that and get that. So there you go. So thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day.
It was the podcast.
It was the podcast.
Sorry.